Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into some really fascinating new research. It tackles a question that's pretty central if you study inequality. Why is it that kids from families with high earnings often end up earning a lot themselves? We've got a paper here that uses some amazing data from Israel to quantify how much firms, the actual companies people work for, play a role in this. So for you, especially if you're researching the roots of unequal opportunities, our goal today is to pull out the key insights. What's driving these patterns? What does it really mean? Okay, so let's unpack this a bit. The core of the research revolves around the intergenerational elasticity of earnings, the IGE, which is basically the standard way we measure how strongly a child's earnings are linked to their parents. But the big step forward here, the really clever part, is how they've split this IGE. They've separated it into two pieces.
Exactly. One part reflects, you know, the usual suspects, individual skills, education, that sort of thing, human capital. But the other part isolates the effect of the firm, where you work.
And that firm component, the firm IGE, how big is it?
Well, this is what's quite striking. The study found that this firm IGE accounts for 23% of the total IGE in Israel.
Wow, nearly a quarter.
Yeah, almost a quarter. And that's a really significant chunk. It tells us that nearly one-fourth of the earnings advantage passed down generations isn't just about individual ability. It's about getting into those better-paying firms. And interestingly, this lines up really well with other studies. Like in Sweden, they found a very similar figure, 23.2%. So it really pushes us to ask, okay, if it's not just skill, what's getting people from higher income families into these better firms?
Right, because the immediate assumption, I think, for many would be, well, it is skill, isn't it? Higher socioeconomic status kids, they just get more education, better qualifications, and that naturally leads them to the better jobs and the better firms.
Yeah.
Simple meritocracy, sort of.
And, you know, education definitely plays a role. The research confirms that. It explains about a 33% of that firm level advantage, that firm IGE.
Okay, so a decent amount.
A decent amount, yeah. But here's a kicker. Their analysis suggests that roughly half of that firm advantage, so about 12% of the total IGE overall, just cannot be explained by differences in skills or education alone.
Half. So skill isn't even close to the full story for why certain people get into high-paying firms.
Not even close. And that's, I think, a really profound point for researchers like you. We have to look beyond just human capital.
Okay, so if it's not all skill, what is it then? What are these other factors driving this sorting into better firms? And what's the implication for inequality of opportunity?
Well, connecting it back to that bigger picture of opportunity, the research points to some really critical non-skill factors.
Yeah.
One of the dominant ones is what they call sectoral sorting. This explains nearly half, 49% of the firm IGE.
Sectoral sorting. So not just getting into a good firm, but getting into the right industry.
Precisely. Think about high-paying sectors like finance or high-tech, maybe specialized professions. Access to these entire sectors seems to be a major pathway. The suggestion is that kids from more advantaged backgrounds are channeled, somehow, into these lucrative sectors early on, which of course limits the pool for others, even if they have similar skills.
That's huge, nearly half just from the sector itself. What else did they find?
Demographics were also pretty significant. They explained about 25.5% of the firm IGE, which points towards, you know, persistent labor market segregation. Maybe certain groups face barriers, or maybe it's about informal network steering people along particular demographic lines. It definitely flags an area needing more investigation, how social structures shape these economic outcomes.
And I remember seeing something even more local in there.
Yeah, this was quite surprising. Even the neighborhood you grew up in accounts for 19% of the firm IGE.
19% just from the neighborhood.
19%. It really hints at the power of local social networks, maybe community connections, even things like the reputation of local schools, perhaps, in opening doors to these high-paying firms later on.
So you could have two equally skilled people, but their starting neighborhood gives one a tangible advantage in where they end up working.
It seems like it. It suggests these firm effects can start diverging paths quite early, based on factors well beyond individual merit. So wrapping up this deep dive, the main takeaway really is that this persistence of earnings across generations isn't just about skills being passed down. And crucially for you as researchers, it really highlights how access to the right firms, the right sectors, is a major driver of inequality. And this access seems heavily influenced by things like your family background, your demographic group, your networks, where you live, not just your raw talent or education.
So here's something for you to really think about. If almost half of this firm-level advantage, this sorting into better jobs, isn't about measurable skills, what are the specific barriers? Are they hidden biases in hiring? Is it about who knows who? Lack of information? What's really stopping equally skilled people from different backgrounds from getting onto that same escalator to high-paying sectors and firms?